Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and about to have a great time. Haven't had it yet. We're getting ready to have a great time with our good friend Doug Barry. I promise you we will, because Doug's a great guy. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of our good friends, Director of Marketing and Communication at the U.S. Commercial Service, which is a division of the U.S. Department of Commerce, an outstanding organization that we've worked with here and on the show for many years, most of that with our good friend Doug. Doug has just returned from a trip to Germany. We've got a couple of things to talk to you about. One of those, I want to get Doug to tell us about his trip to Germany, what he learned over there, and also an upcoming webinar on how to do business in the Pacific Rim, specifically Hong Kong and the Pearl River Delta. Doug, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Guten Morgen, wie geht's?
Okay, I know what Guten Morgen means. It means good morning. What about the other?
How are you? And I'm just enjoying my Frühstück.
Okay.
Which is breakfast.
Okay, good. Now, you know,
that's
this is
the extent of it.
You know, this is a family show, Doug, so.
I know. Take the Frühstück and enjoy it.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to go there. I've got two or three jokes I could go with there, but I'm going to let that pass. So, how long were you in Germany?
I was there for about 8 days, and
yeah.
I was in Hanover, which is in the south, and Frankfurt. And I was there for the largest IT trade show in the world.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one at Hanover. It's called CeBIT.
Yep, CeBIT. Yep, absolutely. I've not been to that before. I bet it was exciting.
It was exciting. There were 26 buildings full of stuff.
Holy mackerel. It's like going to the Smithsonian, isn't it?
Well, even bigger. It's so big that you had to take a minivan from one part of the fairgrounds to the other.
Wow.
There were 600,000 visitors. 6,000 exhibitors, and almost 200 companies from the United States, which included some of our longtime clients and some new ones that we met and were able to provide services to.
Wow. That's incredible. I mean, weren't you just overwhelmed?
It was just unbelievable. You really need sensible shoes, Jim, to get around that place. And you got to take your water along with you. A backpack
mm-hmm.
might be helpful.
Right.
But in one of the buildings, we had the U.S. Pavilion, which is a place that is reserved for U.S. companies that are there to be served by our very good colleagues from the embassy in Berlin. And it is a structure that includes places for booths and also a place where first-time companies that are trying this for the first time can actually rent a small area on an upstairs part of the pavilion. These pavilions are really big, and you can have a table, a few chairs, and also get the assistance of a German-speaking assistant who will go out on the show floor and help find companies, potential buyers for your products and bring them back.
So kind of go out and troll for you a little bit.
Exactly.
Well, now, what kind of an American company would want to go over to CeBIT?
Well, I think
what kind of business would we need to be in?
You'd need to be in the software business, or you'd need to be in the hardware business, routers and
some kind of technology.
Some kind of technology, but remember, in Germany, because of its long history back to the Middle Ages of conducting these trade fairs, where people from the Middle East and Asia and all over Europe would come. They have trade shows all over the country every year in every conceivable kind of industry, whether it's musical instruments, sheet music, dental products, medical equipment, just about every kind of major industry you could
think of. So are you saying that if we have just about any industry in the United States, that any small business that would like to find customers in other parts of the world, that one of these trade shows that fits our industry in Germany would be a good place to start?
It would be a great place to start. And the good part about it is that many of these tens of thousands of visitors are from all over the world. They come there to look at the latest technology, buy the latest technology, find partners to go into their country, and as a one-stop shop where you can display your wares to people from everywhere without them having to come to the United States.
So find the trade show in Germany that fits your industry.
That's right.
Go there and meet the world.
Yes, and we can help you find the right trade show.
So if I contacted you or your organization, you could help me find the dates and the location and the parameters, all the details of when and where and how much.
We'd be delighted.
Well, see, folks, this is the kind of service. Of course, if you've been listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, you know about Doug. You know about the work that he does. But a lot of people don't know about this, Doug. I mean, this is we got to get this out more. I mean, I don't hear this on the mainstream media. Then I don't hear a lot about this.
Only on your show, Jim. That's because it's wunderbar.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I think we may have created a little monster here, Doug.
I'm becoming a linguist.
I believe that. I noticed you didn't have quite as much to say when you came back from Thailand as you did.
Yeah, that's a little more difficult.
I noticed you weren't as free with the Thailand with the Thailand language as you were the Thai language as you are with German. Okay, this is very interesting. And folks, the thing, Doug, what I like to point out to folks is that you know, this is like anything else. Exporting is like anything else. You just got to get started one little step at a time. Pick one thing, sort of like going to CBIT and seeing what you want to see. You have to have a plan, don't you? I mean, you can't just wander into CBIT and just wander around. You need a plan so you make sure that you see the things that you want to see. You know where things are. It's the same thing with getting your export strategy going. You got to have a plan, don't you?
You have to have a plan, and there's a lot of preparation to do ahead of time, which, of course, we can help you with, and so can the show organizer, which we have very good relationships with.
Now, how would we contact you to find out more about this?
Well, two ways. You can give us a call on our toll-free number, which is 1-800-USA-TRADE, T-R-A-D-E, and the other is to visit our website, export.gov.
Export.gov. Folks, and it's a good one, too, as you well know. Many of you have been to that site already because you've heard Doug talking about this quite a bit. We're going to talk about this a little bit more, but then we're going to talk about a new webinar that they're offering there in Doug's shop about how to do business in Hong Kong and the Pearl River Delta over in the Pacific Rim. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you very much for using it. I know you're thanking me for making it available, aren't you? Because you're using it like crazy, and especially the blog. Everything that we do this week and today and last week is brought right up front for you on the blog. And, you know, a blog is what's on your mind today, right? When you go to someone's blog, it's what's on their mind. Well, what's on my mind today are my interviews I do on my show. Also, the writing, the articles that I write. And so you'll find all that on our blog. And you can go there at smallbusinessadvocate.com and get there from that homepage. Or you can go directly by going to jimsblog.biz. And while you're at my site, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And it comes every Sunday by email. Doug Barry is our guest. And Doug, by the way, folks, Doug is Director of Marketing and Communication at the U.S. Commercial Services Division of the Department of Commerce, and it's all about exporting, folks, and it's export.gov, right,
Doug? That's correct, Jim.
And give us that phone number again, because I want people to know how to contact you guys. Folks, there's a wealth of support information, and it's all provided for free by the government to help you get your export strategy going. Go ahead, Doug.
1-800-USA-TRADE.
All right, so check that out, folks. Doug, anything else we need to know about Germany?
It's a lot of fun. At this trade show, and others too, they have evening entertainment, and I was lucky enough to go to a Munich-style beer hall.
They have warm beer too, don't they?
No, actually, it was fairly chilly.
Did they make it cold? Oh, good.
I think that's on the other side of the canal.
Okay.
I mean, in the channel. But they had a huge Oktoberfest. Every night, there were people from all over the world drinking, dancing, jumping up and down on the tables.
I actually have some video of you doing that, Doug.
I was on the sideline wearing a faux Teutonic helmet with the two horns sticking out of it.
Well, I found you on YouTube. They have you up on YouTube right now, Doug. You've been dancing around over there, so we already knew about your partying skills. Well, that sounds like fun. And so, folks, not only if you might even do a little business if you go to some of these events, you might have a little fun too. Doug, tell us about the new webinar on the Pacific Rim Project.
A new webinar coming up, Jim, next Thursday, April the 3rd. You can get the information and register on export.gov today. And a webinar is a live presentation by two of our experts in Hong Kong and also in Guangzhou, which is in southern China. Mm-hmm. It's an area called the Pearl River Delta that has more than 100 million people in it, many of them quickly heading to the middle class. A lot of demand there for U.S. goods of all kinds, and the webinar will describe how U.S. businesses can get a piece of the action.
You say it's next Thursday?
Correct.
So that's April 5th, next Thursday.
That's right. Yeah.
And what time?
It starts at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. The reason it's in the evening is because of the 12-hour time difference between here and the
right.
And Asia, and it's 5 p.m. On the West Coast.
Okay, so how do we get there?
Go to export.gov, and you'll see on the front page, it will be prominently featured. Click on the link and read about the particulars, and you can also register and pay the moderate fee of $25 for the pleasure of getting the inside tips on how to do business there.
So it costs you $25 to learn how to do business in Pacific Rim. But you know, Doug, one of the things I'd like to point out is what you will learn will be specific about that area, but some of the terminology, some of the thinking, the perspectives that you will learn in an event like that will serve you anywhere you export, won't it?
Yes, it will. And also you'll be developing personal relationships with our folks out in the field who will answer your questions during the webinar, but also you'll develop that relationship which will last afterwards as well. You can go to them anytime and ask them for information, and they'll be glad to provide it.
Now, what will I get? Will I get anything, any follow-up? Will I get any materials I can download?
Yes.
In addition to just being able to listen?
Yes, you'll get all of the slides that go with the presentation, and you'll also get copies of the country commercial guides, which are comprehensive reports on the opportunities in each of those markets, Hong Kong and the Greater Pearl River Delta.
Okay, now, the Greater Pearl River Delta is part of mainland?
That's correct.
Part of mainland China.
China. There are seven provinces that comprise this area. They're all in southern China.
Right.
And gateway, of course, the launching pad into them is Hong Kong.
Now, they've got a pretty laissez-faire attitude over there in Hong Kong, as you well know. Does that extend over to the Pearl River Delta, or is it the more you go mainland, do you start getting into the restrictions?
Yes, they're two different business cultures, for sure. Although, because of the influence of Hong Kong, I think the southern China is probably closer to the laissez-faire approach than other parts of the country. And, of course, by partnering with Hong Kong companies, which in part will be what the webinar is about, then you get that the expertise and the connections, the so-called Guangxi. See, there's another part of my.
I'm so impressed with you.
I can speak Chinese, did you?
I'm so impressed, Doug.
Guangxi is loosely translated, which is the only way I can do it. Is human relationship.
Hey, how about feng shui? Don't forget, we got that word too. Hey, Doug, give us that website again, please.
The website is www.export.gov, 1-800-USA-TRADE.
Hey, thanks, Doug. You're the best. See you next time.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Yeah. Arrivederci. quick, I'm sorry, I couldn't help it. Quick break, right back with our good friend Richard DeKayser. Stay with us. I know I love you better.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.